This is Ethically Speaking.
Last week, we asked for your help with the following ethical question.
Is there a danger to oneself in acting unethically? If you are honest most of the time, is it okay to lie now and then?
You sent us these responses.
From Seattle. First, I would say that it is important to separate lying from unethical behavior. After all, it can be ethical to lie in some circumstances. On the other hand, give yourself away bit by bit, and eventually you lose your integrity. From Missoula, there is no reason to call an action unethical if it is not a danger to oneself, if by this we mean a danger to one's holistic development as a great-souled individual. From Baldwin, Missouri, if the ethical system you subscribe to is idealist-based, in that you want to cause a positive change in the world, then yes, it is a problem. And what do philosophers have to say?
Aristotle, who believes that people become what they do, counsels that moral virtues like honesty and kindness should be so ingrained that doing them becomes a habit. He says,
"The moral virtues are engendered in us, neither by nor contrary to nature. We are constituted by nature to receive them, but their full development in us is due to habit. Anything we have to learn to do, we learn by the actual doing of it. We become just by performing just acts. Brave by performing brave ones."
Aristotle isn't alone in arguing that people should try to do the right thing all of the time. Like many philosophers, he sets the bar high for what counts as ethical behavior, so high that no mortal being could ever be that good all of the time. But philosophers expect us to make moral mistakes and then to reflect on what we have done.
Unfortunately, in today's society, we don't get much practice admitting our ethical lapses. Instead, what we see modeled in popular culture and politics is the tendency for people to deny, rationalize, and excuse themselves, rather than acknowledge and learn from their moral mistakes.
Ethically speaking, when we recognize and admit that we've done something wrong, we grow. Sometimes, that's even better than getting it right the first time.
Here is next week's topic. You come to college depressed about leaving your sweetheart back home. Your promises to one another to stay faithful are not enough to fill your loneliness. An attractive classmate now asks you out. You go and don't mention the back home sweetheart, nor do you mention your new friend in conversations with the back home sweetheart. Is this a problem?
Respond anonymously to this and other upcoming topics at our website, ethicallyspeaking.org.
This show was produced by the Practical Ethics Center at the University of Montana. Music by Eric Hutchins.
I'm Denny Elliott.
And I'm Dean Ritz for Ethically Speaking.